Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Biz Chat, your place of encouragement for faith-based entrepreneurs. Hello and welcome. I am your coach, Michelle. Over there is Coach Noel. Each week, we bring you topics of strategic insight and encouragement to what we call that inner game to lead a successful outer game in faith-based entrepreneurship. That's how we launch God-sized dreams into the marketplace and ministry. Today is Friday, October 15th. Can you believe it? It is halfway through the month. I can't even believe it. Today, what do you really want? That is our topic we're going to be talking about. What do you really want? Getting clarity around what you really want. So that's coming up. But first, as always, we want to share our highs and lows around our favorite beverages. Coach Noel, what you drinking this morning?
I'm drinking my pink drink, but I have a new drink. I'm trying a protein shake this week. I just haven't gotten to it yet. I'm about an hour behind schedule. I thought it was about 8:45. It's like, oh,
we're come on over to Mountain Time. You'll be 2 hours behind. I was telling Coach Noel, I fell back to sleep this morning. I set my alarm for 6 a.m. And thankfully, my husband, he like slammed the door purposely in the bathroom, like
to wake you up.
I was like, oh my gosh, I overslept. So I went on coffee. I didn't get to my pink drink, and because I need to wake up. I'm a little sleepy. But how was your week? How was the highs and lows of entrepreneurship for?
Can you guys hear that? Just go, baby. Oh, we are trying to get used to our new space. Husband is currently.
Is he doing the army crawl down there, trying to get in and out without being on camera? Hey, Marcel.
When I heard him groan downstairs, it was because he remembered he forgot the book he needs for his podcast up here.
This is the life of a dual entrepreneurship family that has just moved.
So, in terms of highs and lows, I was going to say the house is not fully unpacked and nothing has started decorating, but it's probably 80% unpacked and it's livable. Like, I know where most of my stuff is now. Like, we've identified.
Bye, he at baby. Least knew to come in and get his books where they were.
Army crawl.
Oh my gosh. Right. Okay. And as you can tell, I didn't plan for the morning sunrise over the mountains. It's stunning, but it's blinding.
It's blinding you.
Sorry for the shadows. Didn't close the drapes this morning.
Do you need to go close them?
I will. I'll put you on. You can tell the people about your highs and lows. I'll be listening as I go close.
This new space is more complicated than you think it's going to be, right? Okay. Highs and lows. Lows were at the beginning of the week. And you ladies, we want to hear your highs and lows too. So while I'm saying this, type in your highs and lows as well. But my low was at the beginning of the week. Those of you who have been following the show closely have probably seen it, that every time I'm on the verge of a program or a book or something shifting in my business, we've had some pretty big crises. I don't remember if we were doing Biz Chat as a show and podcast when we got hit by the tornado. But that came at a pivotal time at my business. So we had to move 3 times, you know. And so the context of that is important because there have been some very big crises, events that have kind of paused and slowed down some of my business goals. And at the beginning of this week, my husband and I getting COVID, and my husband got it very bad. So our whole lives halted for a month, and then we moved because he came down with COVID the day we closed on our house. So that's the context. Sorry, that was a little long, but the low was just feeling like really questioning my calling. Really wondering, was this my idea or was it really God's idea? And really kind of questioning, I mean, because the warfare has, well, maybe that was a question for me. Is it warfare? Is the enemy trying to stop me? Or do I need to rethink this? And have I been going out on my own, trying to do things on my own? And I'm curious, you guys put it in the chat if that's something that you have wrestled with in your business as well. Like, what's God's calling on me versus my own? And, or my own idea. Anyway, so I was extremely discouraged about that. And Michelle and I will unpack that a little bit this week too, because Michelle was one of the first people that I talked to about that. And so that was my low. Very discouraging, very low. And through the course of talking to Michelle and some mentors in my life and feeling like God was starting to answer, like one girl from the small group I do with our church had emailed me at the beginning of September, not email, she actually sent me a card thanking me for something. And it came this week, and in it, she was thanking me for helping women find their purpose. That makes me want to cry. And I would say that was a high, because I was like, God knew I didn't need that note in September. I don't know what happened, how we missed it, but God knew I needed it this week as an affirmation of what I felt like he was telling me through other people. And so those were mine this week.
That was beautiful. Thank you for opening up. And I know it's been tough for you. Things have really been tough. You've been so gracious to share that with our audience too, that gosh, guys, if you're feeling like the struggle for your journey right now is a little tough and you might just be ready to walk away, don't do it. Come on into our membership group. We'll love you through it. And we want to see you. We want to see you succeed. And we want to be honest with the fact that it is tough and you can go down, and that we have a community that will lift you up when you are going through something like Coach Noel has just kind of been so gracious to be honest about. Like, it isn't always easy. It isn't always easy. And we start to question and we start to doubt. And so love it.
Yeah, what about you, Michelle?
Oh, golly. Like I said, drinking the coffee because I slept. And why did I sleep? Because this journey's been a little challenging and I couldn't sleep some nights. Are you guys in the same boat? Is sleep eluding here and there because you're a little concerned about life, about the world, about your family? You know, I think I've had a lot of stress on me with the move and the world situation. And I think I've told you guys, I felt like a breaking in the atmosphere. I felt like things are, that it is shifted in the atmosphere, but it hasn't necessarily shifted on Earth. And so I feel like that's coming. And just like we say, there's a low before the high usually. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of where we're headed as a globe. There's going to be a little bit of a low, but the high is going to be more spectacular than we ever could dream. And I think that's the same way with the entrepreneurship. When you get to that high, it's like, man, if I would have known it was going to be this good, I would have kept pushing through. I wouldn't have taken my eye off the prize. But couldn't really sleep. Yeah, other people are saying the same thing in the chat. Yeah, sleep has been a little tough. But we've had these most amazing mountains, you guys. I don't know how God speaks to you, but the nature out here, if somebody would have told me how beautiful this was, like, it has been absolutely stunning. We've got this, you know, all summer, it was just no clouds in the sky. It's desert. It is. We'd watch the clouds kind of come and they'd hit the Salt Lake. Salt Lake is my backyard. So basically we'd watch it cut and they'd dissipate over the lake. And I don't know why, but every single time they just dissipate and we wouldn't get any rain and we wouldn't get any weather. And I'm from Minnesota. Like, we get weather constantly changing. And so it was just so bleak. And then it hit, like, it got cold and the clouds came in. And it was stunning to see the clouds just spin in and out of the mountains. And I just felt like God was just speaking, like, do not ever think that one place is a desert isn't going to transition into an amazing like it's storm, it may be stormy, and it did. The clouds started to lift, you guys, and we saw these beautiful snow-capped mountains already. Mm-hmm. It's October. It was like October. And there's snow in the mountains, and it is stunning. You can see every detail in the trees and the, like, against the fall colors. It is so stunning, and it just reminded me that God is constantly ready to surprise us and delight us. And I've just literally been mesmerized. I would come around this big window that I just closed the drapes for. It's this huge wide picture window in my office, and that the clouds would be different. They'd lift a little higher. You could see a little bit more of the mountains. And then today is the first day there's no clouds. So as soon as the sun is done rising, I'm going to go see what snow-capped mountains look like in a full sun. And I know you guys are probably like, who cares, Michelle? I just don't know. It just is like, God is,
it's to me, filling it's, your soul. It's
filling my soul. And so if you got to come visit, man, it's a good time to come. We have an extra bedroom and you need a little getaway.
Oh, yay.
It's just stunning. So I feel like that's the way he's kept me going through all of the transitions that I'm feeling, the heaviness that I'm feeling. So I'm just going to encourage you guys, look for God, look for where he is around you, around your surroundings. Where could he possibly be trying to encourage you? I'm here. I'm listening. I see you. I love you because he's there. So that was kind of my highs and lows of, yeah. And all through that, I got to have my in-laws here for 2 weeks. I know a lot of people aren't real tight with their in-laws, but we are. And it's just a huge blessing. God knows when you need family. And then my daughter surprised us and came home. So we just have had a wonderful time of just, I don't know, very good. And date night last night. Date night. We haven't had date night forever.
Yeah,
guys, it's just been good. God's encouraging my heart. So it's been a good run. A good run. Yes, Bethany, open invitation. Show up on my doorstep.
Yeah.
Welcome, girl.
Yeah, girl.
if you're in our membership group, yeah, we're pretty tight over there. Come on in. We'd love to have you. Maybe you could throw up that link, Coach Noel. I think it's way at the bottom of the
what link banners. Are we looking for?
The membership group link.
Oh yeah, I think Lori posted.
You've been kind of already. There it is.
Yeah,
we'd love to welcome you into our membership, right, guys? We have so much fun over there. We love loving on each other and getting each other through these hard times and these good times, getting strategic insight and encouragement, like we said at the top of the hour. So, okay, I guess I'm a little chatty this morning, probably. Yeah. Filling myself with a lot of coffee.
Yeah, the coffee's getting you going. Well, shall we go into our topic?
I'd love it.
All right. What do you really want? Mm. Shall I tell them the backstory for
yes.
this?
Yes.
Okay. So I mentioned having some real lows and questioning, which it sounds like from those of you in the chat, we're really resonating with that, but that's something we have all wrestled with. Tuesday was talking to Michelle about that. And part of what had happened on Tuesdays is kind of my admin day. I do my small group with my women at church who are dear friends. Like, it's a powerhouse group. And while I was at that group that morning, I was sharing with Michelle at our planning meeting afterward that somebody had asked me, "What do you want?" And I was being a little sarcastic because what I want, I didn't think I could have. And so my friend Dawn asked me, "What do you really want, Noelle?" And I said, "What I really want is somebody. I want to write books and speak, and I want somebody to market me. I really don't, like, you guys have noticed, we've launched this new group in Atmosphere of Grace. Have I posted in there? No. Like I made that commitment to post in there, and I keep forgetting. And that's how I am around marketing."
And I get an amen. Yeah. And conveniently forget things that you don't want to do.
And so I said it kind of. And when I said that, what I wanted, like, fat chance I'll get that. I'll have to suck it up and learn how to do it myself. Right. And yes, there are times that I think God asks us to do things we don't want to do to stretch us and grow us. But in that moment, what happened when I said it kind of glib, what came to mind was a time where I didn't want to and didn't have time or capacity to do something. And I asked God, anyway, I won't go into the story because it's kind of a long story, but it was the holidays. We were moving out of a house that was making us sick all the time. And Marcel's mom had passed away and it was the holidays. A couple of cars that we had been trying to sell for quite a while sold in a matter of days. So we were down to one car in the middle of all that chaos. And I was like, God, don't have time to go get a car. Can you just send me and show me the car that you want us to get? And a week later, somebody I hadn't talked to for years contacted me and said, I'm giving my car away. Do you want it? And I still drive that car. And so God showed up in that way. And so God reminded me of that. Like, mm-hmm. I asked for somebody to do my marketing, and God was like, well, you know, I did that other thing that you thought was ridiculous. And so basically that's kind of what launched us into this topic, because we were talking about, you know, sometimes our prayers are so vague. Mm-hmm. We don't really know if he answered them. And I had read a book not too long ago where he really encouraged you to be specific with God. And it does mean that we always stay surrendered to his will. Like, we get yeses when we pray according to his will, right? So we always stay surrendered to his will, but let's get specific. And I'm curious, for those of you who are watching in the chat, what do you want? Like, mm-hmm. what specifically do you really want? Even if it feels outrageous, or all the gurus say, no, you have to be willing to do that for yourself at first. Or what does that look like?
Love that. And where that kind of came out of was that we actually coach each other on Tuesdays. We have our planning meeting, but we actually coach each other, because everybody needs a coach. If you don't have a coach, get a coach. Especially for these times where we get a little confused and the air turbulence in your atmosphere gets a little rough. So we need coaches. And so we are actually coaching each other. And I was the one who was not knowing. I needed some clarity, and Coach Noel kind of called me out and said, what do you want? Mm-hmm. And that was where we kind of came up with this, this idea of, you know, is it really something that I want in my own mm-hmm. atmosphere? And our I'm triangles. Just the holdout. Yeah, I'm the holdout. Or is the enemy coming against me? Like Coach Noel said, is this an enemy attack? Or is this just a God's timing thing and we're just waiting on him? And that's kind of where we came up with a triangle. If you kind of think of it, is it my atmosphere? Is it the enemy atmosphere? Is it God's timing? And if we are asking for something specific, we'll be able to tell which one it is. Mm-hmm. Is it me? Is it enemy? Or is it God? And yeah. So I just felt like that was such an anointed moment where I just wasn't being clear. And so Coach Noel stopped everything. And she prayed one of the most specific prayers that I needed over me. Mm-hmm. And I felt it rock my atmosphere from over the interwebs. I was like, wow, I just wouldn't have thought to be that specific about the need I was having. So what is your need? What is your need? Do you have a need you're feeling for your business or for you personally that needs to be called out specifically, so you can find out, is it you that's the holdup? Is it the enemy holding it up? Or is it a God's timing holdup? That's really where it kind of lands usually.
Yeah. And Michelle, Bethany just put a comment that I'd like to highlight and maybe talk about a little bit. Are you game for that?
Go for it.
Okay. So Bethany says, I've prayed and called for something really, really outrageous in my business. Break 7 figures in 1 year. I haven't broken 6 yet. And so here's a question that came to me when I read Bethany's post. I'm similar. I have, what do they call them? Big, hairy,
audacious
goals. Yeah. I'm with Bethany on these. I pray for these really big things in that verse, that God will do beyond what all you ask or imagine. I imagine a lot. You know? Mm-hmm. And so I wonder, what do you think? And this truly is a question, and I'm curious about those of you in the chat too. Like, when we do pray those really big goals, do you think sometimes it's just a timing issue? Like, Bethany, I feel like you're going to break, that is going to happen for you. Like, and in fact, I'm getting chills as I say that. Can you see all the little hair standing up on my, Bethany, you're going to break 7 figures in a year. But is the weight sometimes because God has to build up like some skills in us, some infrastructure in us, some things? I don't know. What do you think, Michelle?
Well, funny you should ask, because that's exactly what we talked about in Prepare Him Room.
This time.
So I'm going to read just a little. So when we're in these moments, prepare to change. We know that preparing your way and for the Lord in your life means giving him room to work on you and to change you from the inside out. Are you ready to turn from your ways to follow Jesus on his terms? Are you ready for a radical lifestyle change? This is not your work. You can't do it for yourself. It's the work of Christ within you, the hope of glory. Make no mistake. He will bring your high places low, humble and dismantle your ego. But that is where he lifts the heavy burden from your shoulders. So that even he can carry you when you're too weary to walk on your own. So I would say it's just that deconstruction period that we've talked about with the butterfly opening up to the wings. Mm-hmm. Like, there is a season where he's undoing so that he can do it in his way, right? Because if we did it in our own way, it'd fall over and crush us. He doesn't want us to be crushed by our aspirations. He wants us to build the shoulders to be able to handle the aspirations. So yeah, I think in Bethany's case, we've had a prophetic over her that she is going to have, like, there, you're not the first one to say that, Coach Noel, that she will do that. So you're affirming, Bethany, I think what you already knew, like, it's just a timing issue with God as he is dismantling and remantling so that you can handle it in, you know, in his way.
And Bethany, or any of you who are also watching or listening, who have some of those big, hairy, audacious goals that have not come yet, maybe the prayer in the midst of building toward that is asking God what systems, what heart work needs to be put into place for me to reach that goal.
And specific, like for
specific.
Mm-hmm. I think that's where this specific thing all kind of came back to, is that we're kind of, when we get to these places where we're not sure, we don't pray specifically. Let God bring the clarity so that I know, is this of you? Is this of the enemy? Or is this me just not being faithful with whatever you're calling me to? Mm-hmm. So I think we're just going to keep telling you that if you want clarity, crystal clear, you got to pray specific, crystal clear prayers.
Mm-hmm. And often that's like, that text you don't have because you don't ask. Yeah.
Right. If your heart is in the right place that you are asking, like, it's all yes and amen. Mm-hmm. Like, you will get those specific answers. And and one of the things that Coach Noel actually did for me was put a time on it too, asking God to deliver within a time frame. And I felt like that was Holy Spirit led. Like, this is, it wasn't just like, hey, tap dance, God, you know, we're not, that's not what we mean, but like, we want to know because there's an urgency in the matter. You know, if you have urgency where you need to know, God knows that. He knows you need to know. So put a specific time request on, Lord, would you show me within the next 24 to 48 hours, this week, whatever it is the need is, like, he wants to meet that need. Now, yeah, different if you're just like, you know, give me my lollipop tantrum. That's not going to happen.
Yeah. That's not what we mean. So, all right. So we're getting some good. I love these comments. This is good. I'm having a hard time kind of managing the conversation and the comments without Darlene. We miss Dr. Darlene, but
and her book writing is going well, I hear.
Yay. And, but it's so good to, it's so good to have the interaction. Thanks you guys for those chats. And
awesome. Yes. Can you believe it? We've already done it. Half hour, flown right by.
Oh, wow.
I know. Awesome, ladies. Well, I hope this has helped you. If you are in kind of a deconstruction, reconstruction, and you're trying to figure out, is it me? Is it the enemy? Is it God? Go back, listen again. I think we've dropped some really good ways to discern and to get clarity on what you want and what God wants, and make sure you guys are on the same page and you are getting the clarity that you need to stay inspired and stay encouraged and stay moving forward. Yeah. So awesome. There is the link. Oh, yes. Thank you.
We're because that Prepare Him Room, for those of you who are not in our free private Facebook group, Atmosphere of Grace, you can go to facebook.com/myatmosphereofgrace/groups. And that's our free group. It's been growing lately. So that's been exciting. And we're going through that book, Prepare Him Room. And Michelle, why don't you tell them a little bit about, I have been a little bit behind the eight ball.
Yeah. So Prepare Him Room is a devotional by, Susie Larson. And, she is somebody, she's out of Minneapolis where I'm from, and just got just this Bible study, like she woman, I don't know what to say. She's a deep, deep, and you can follow her on Facebook. I'd highly recommend following her, Susie Larson. And so this book is available on Hoopla and Amazon and all the places. So, and on her website, susielarson.com. And we're just reading, and then responding. So I read on Monday and Fridays, and the girls kind of hop in during the week and give a response. So we're just talking through life. We're
a response or a post. Yeah.
It's Advent related, but it's meant to keep our hearts on Jesus through the quarter four with for entrepreneurs. If you're not an entrepreneur, bring your friends anyway. It doesn't matter. You can still keep your heart as the noise and the commercialism of and the busyness of Christmas starts to pull our hearts away. This is kind of a nice landing strip to keep us, our hearts, preparing Him Room. So come on into the group. And then, of course, our membership group is open right now. So good time to hop in before the holidays. Get your plan. Get ready for 2022, dare we say, holy buckets. If you don't know what you're going to do 2022, come on in.
Good place.
We will be doing, in the coming weeks, we're going to start getting some planning going in our coaching hour. So we're going to be making plans for 2022. So come on in. All right, ladies, that is a wrap for 10/15/2021. We will see you next week with another amazing topic of strategic insight and encouragement for your faith-based entrepreneur journey. But for now, that is goodbye. And Friday Fire, our membership group, we are coming for you. So we'll see you. And then we'll also be hopping in Prepare Him Room right after that. So
woohoo.
With my coffee.